big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, your host. A very sick Tom Pounder. Actually, not very sick, but head cold, annoying, sick Tom Pounder. And this is the podcast where ministers can learn tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I'm really excited because I've been trying to track down Katie Allred down for years, and she has just been on the go, go, go. If you're in the church communications world, you'll see that she's all over the place. And I've been trying to track her down to talk to her for a long time. And now I finally have succeeded. I've succeeded in tracking her down. And today we're going to talk about a thing that she started at the University of Mobile in Alabama called the Good Works Agency, where she's giving college students practical, you know, real life training in on how to help people with social media, branding, website development, tons of stuff. And she's giving these college kids who are learning this stuff, you know, book smart stuff in the college classrooms, but then giving them practical experiences through the Good Works Agency. And they actually just helped me rebrand YM Sidekick in the last few months. So it's been really cool. They've got really great stuff. And so we talk about that and some other social media stuff as well, because when I've got Katie on, I can't just let her go with just one thing. I've got to ask her a bunch of different things. So it's a great conversation. It was awesome having her on. So without any further ado, let's get in the conversation right now with Katie Allred. Okay, with me right now is the one and the only Katie Allred. Katie.
Hi, Tom. How are you? You know, I'm hanging in there. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. You know, you have been the most elusive person. You know, of all the people I've tried to get on my podcast, I can't even remember the last time I had you on my podcast. It's just you are such a game-changing personality, a person on the go, 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 doing things, making things happen. I can never, you know, track you down.
Oh, well, thanks, Tom. Well, it's just been a very busy summer. So since I was on the podcast last, I have moved to Alabama and become a professor, which is pretty wild. And a lot of things have happened, and this summer I've been doing a whole lot of like consulting and working, and I've just been kind of traveling a lot, trying to fit everything into 2 months as much as possible, which I'm finding is very difficult. So I'm already running out of time, which is a real bummer, but yeah, so things are just, you know, moving and shaking, which is so much fun.
Okay. Well, that's great. Okay. Well, yeah, you are definitely moving and shaking, and you are traveling. And again, so let's just refresh this a little bit for anybody who may not know who Katie is. When I last talked to you, you were working at Brentwood Baptist Church, and you were also an adjunct professor at the University of Florida. You had also started with Daryl Girardi. Where did I get Dale from? But
I don't know.
Daryl. The church communications Facebook group, which is now, where does it stand right now in active members?
We're like 20,000.
20,000. That's just a small group right there.
Right. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. There's only 300,000 churches in North America. So I'm hoping to, you know, get all of them.
Yes. That's, well, you're well on your way. I think your communications group is the biggest group of Facebook group that I've ever seen, especially ministry related. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing now. Okay. So that's where we were. You already told us you're a professor now, in Alabama. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I, started teaching in August of last year. I came down to the University of Mobile. So I'm at the University of Mobile now. I also still teach online for Florida, but that's still adjunct. So I teach software development and I teach digital media and advertising. So that means I teach like social media essentially.
Okay. So you do that, but then when you were down there, you also started something
cool. I don't want to give it all away. I want you to share about it because I've actually used your group. So what is this group that you started down there with some of the students you're working with?
Yeah, the main draw, the kind of the reason why I left my previous job, which was a great job. I have no qualms about Brentwood Baptist. It was amazing and fantastic. They're a wonderful church. I left because University of Mobile offered me the position to create a agency to help churches, nonprofits, Christian businesses of sorts, with their branding, marketing, website development, social media. And so this past year was our first year ever, which was fantastic. And we were profitable, which was great. And wow. So students doing the work. So it's a lower cost alternative to a traditional marketing agency. And you as the consumer get to give students the ability to create real world experience of marketing products. So it's been really fantastic. We probably worked with like 20 different clients, including you this yes. last year. So if you like the new branding for Tom, that was us. So yep. Thanks, Abby. You worked with Abby this past year. Fantastic.
I did, yep.
Yeah, she does great work. And which is funny because our agency is called Good Work Agency. It's goodworkagency.org if you want to visit us. And we create good work for those who do good work.
Yeah.
And we've just really had a great time. It's really just been fantastic for the students to just jump in and get that real world experience that many universities don't typically offer.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I found so fascinating too, is that I've created in my own church, we've created a summer internship program, and then we also have a residency, but I run the summer internship. And one of the things that really drove me of why I created this summer internship and really drive it now is that when I was a summer intern back in the day, the mid to late 90s, doing student ministry, it was funny because all they would give me was just admin work to do. Like I had been going to church. I mean, I've been going to school and learning how to do student ministry. Well, then I get to the practical experience and I'm not doing anything practical. I'm just kind of sitting there doing office work. And I found it so boring and terrible. And so I thought, if we're going to do a summer internship, I want to give people hands-on practical experience so that they can really test out what they're doing before they actually get into a student ministry position. And that's
right. Like, what do I do with a group of crying girls?
Yes, exactly right. And so I want to give them that experience without them being the main person. And so that's what I love about the Good Works Agency is that you are giving these students practical, real-world experiences. So tell us about some of those experiences and tell us about maybe some of the things that you've learned while running this group.
Yeah. So we have gotten to work with you, of course, and then we also have gotten to work with CV Outreach. We've done social media graphics. We worked with another church out of Georgia. They're doing a conference, so we've made a website for them, branding, we did social media for them, so we've gotten to do everything kind of for that. And then we worked with a church out of Nashville, did a logo for them, like a whole new brand, and that's Mount Juliet, if you all want to see us, Mount Juliet Baptist Church. And, you know, we've got to do some really cool, big projects. I mean, obviously, a rebrand of a church is like a major undertaking. And it's been really fantastic to give students just the ability to say, hey, I made that. And it's really cool. And, you know, the client comes back and sends us a picture of something that's been printed or whatever, their new signage for their church. And we get to say that we were a part of that. And students really get a lot of pride out of it. And it's been great. We figure out ways to help them succeed and then also to, you know, to give back to them. So the stuff that we do is still paid for, right? So it's not like we're doing all this for free, but the students do get some payback as well in forms of different like scholarship or trips and that kind of stuff. We try to help them out in that way.
Yeah. I worked with Abby. She completely rebranded my YM Sidekick stuff. And again, my stuff was really kind of old. It needed a refresh, and what she came up with was fantastic. And what I loved about her is that she just kept on communicating with me, and it really showed an element of professionalism as a student, which isn't always there.
Right. And she's a sophomore, or she was a sophomore. She'll be a junior.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that wild? Yeah. She's just a kid, you know, but she's so great. And, I just have some of the cream of the crop really in the agency. So,
yeah. And I do.
Sorry. I just wanted to say, we really want it to be like a pipeline for people who are looking to hire graphic designers or communication mm-hmm. directors at their church. Like we essentially just want it to be a pipeline to where we have these students ready to place in a church or ministry position when they graduate in a creative place.
Yeah. Well, I love that because, again, you're not only just doing a service for churches or people like me who are looking to do some branding stuff, but you're doing a service to these students as well. And you're getting their names out there. You're giving them an opportunity to get that experience so that they can, you know, get that job right out of college, which is often very difficult to get.
Yeah, for sure. So far we have 100% placement. So that's
that's great. Now, how many people are on your team? Like, how is there a max that you can have on your team?
There's not a max. I will say that there's definitely a core group. Mm-hmm. I would say there was a core group of 5 this past year, and then next year there'll probably be. We're hoping to maybe have 10. Cool. We'll see what happens. It kind of depends. People will start to realize, oh, this is a lot more responsibility than I was looking to have, or, mm-hmm. you know, something like that, or this is not exactly what I was thinking it was going to be. So we'll have some people drop out, but, I think it works out really well. I like to have in a smaller group, but there are agencies at universities that have more than, you know, 100 in their agency, which is pretty wild.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I would highly recommend the Good Works Agency to a bunch of people. And in fact, I have recommended them to a variety of different people. And I'll continue to do so because I was very, very pleased with the communication.
We appreciate that.
So I want to transition real quick before we wrap up with you is, you know, again, you are the church communications lady. You're the one that I always like to go to find out what's trending and what's popular and what churches should be looking for. As we're looking at just digital trends, communication trends, social trends, what are you seeing right now that has caught your eye? You don't have to have the answer for like, hey, how do we fix this? But what's a trend that you see happening right now?
I think that you have to have an Instagram story every single day. And so figuring out what that is, I think it's going to be interesting. And so, but of course, the answer to any of that is having like a good strategy in place, right? Like mm-hmm. you shouldn't just post content to throw it on the wall and hope that it sticks. You should have like a plan for, I'm going to tell these stories, right? Like a newspaper, if you go and like follow the New York Times or something, they do a great job telling stories on their Instagram. Just use it as a platform for sharing stories and sharing pictures of faces and humans. I think that's been a major shift in thinking for a lot of church communicators, is just going from sharing about events, like using it as an event forum, and it should be more about telling stories of humans.
That's really interesting because I'm still very much new with stories in the sense of I don't get them as much. I account it for my older age. That's why whenever like we're doing a student ministry event, I've got one of my younger leaders. I said, you're the story person today. You're taking the stories, you're doing stuff, and you're posting it. But one of the things I think about when I think about stories is they're often just fun. They're goofy. They're silly. You know, they use the boomerang stuff and they do different mm-hmm. things. So you're saying people can use stories to communicate life change and what's really happening. You said event-driven stuff. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah. I'm trying to like steer people actually away from event-driven, more towards story-driven. But at the same time, like if, I know you have events that you have to promote. And so you can use story to promote those events. You just have to figure out a more creative means of doing that. So maybe talking to someone who went to that event last year and learned a lot, like getting a testimony from them or something like that. just figuring out ways that you can connect it with people rather than just like graphics, I guess, and making it more about like pictures of humans.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've always said in my thing is, you know, people like to see real people doing real things. And that's what gets me the most engagement, whether we're posting on Instagram or Facebook or heaven forbid, Twitter. You know, that's the most engagement that we get, you know. So I agree with you completely. Now, let me ask you this one last question about stories is, do you see Facebook stories picking up, continue to pick up momentum? Because I see more and more emphasis on Facebook stories there as well. Is it valuable to keep on posting there?
I think people are definitely using them more than they ever have, just because they've gotten used to it at this point. So I definitely think there is a good, and there's not a ton of them, right? Like, I can still watch to the end of my Facebook stories. I remember when I could watch to the end of my Instagram stories, like that now is not possible at all. And so I think we're going to get to that point as well with Facebook. Like, Facebook stories will eventually pick up in that way. And I think that's why Instagram ended up tying into Facebook stories, like where you can post to both, just because they know that like eventually they're going to try to push it all over. But yeah, I definitely think there's still a lot of reason. There's still a lot of people viewing them.
Yeah.
And so why not?
Yeah, no, that's very true. That's a good point. I don't think anything. I just listen to whatever you say. And so we're going to get on Instagram stories a lot
more. Whatever you say, Tom.
Whatever you say, whatever you write, I follow and I say, okay, we got to do whatever Katie does. So that's great. Well, Katie, as always, it's great having you on. I hope, again, I love following you on social and seeing what you're up to. Where can people find you on social media? Where's the best place to get a hold of you?
Yeah, at most social media, I'm Katie J. Allred, so you can find me in those places. And then for my website, it's katieallred.com or churchcommunications.com. For the agency, you can visit us at goodworkagency.org. And we'd love to help you out. We will be taking on projects in the fall, so starting in September of 2019 is kind of our plan. So we can't do anything yet, but I don't know when this is coming out, but September 1st probably is the date when we'll actually start doing some work. So we'd love to have some things lined up, and we'd love to help you out if that's what you need.
So even though you won't be starting into the fall, they can still kind of reach out to you now.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Great.
So I'd love to get some projects underhand for sure.
That is fantastic. And again, I highly recommend Katie and her team. They're fantastic. And if you're not a part of the Church Communications Facebook group, definitely I'll have the show in the show notes. I'll have a link to that. It's definitely worthy to follow up on there. They've got a lot of great stuff in there as well. So it's great.
Love student ministers.
Yes, that's it. We appreciate that. So, all right, Katie, as always, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, so there you have it, my conversation with Katie. It was great having her on. And again, if you've not checked out the Good Works Agency yet, definitely check it out. I've got the link in my show notes if you need to find it. They are great. The person I worked with was fantastic. Her name was Abby, and it was just a great experience for me. It was cost effective, and it helped me rebrand something that I've been looking to do. So it's perfect for churches, small businesses, nonprofits, for individuals. And it gives these college students some real life training and real life experiences in addition to what they're learning actually in the classroom. So I would strongly encourage you to check that out. And I would strongly encourage you to check out Katie Allred. If you're not following Katie on social media or her church communications group or church communications website, you definitely need to start following her. She's got a ton of resources, a ton of great knowledge, and she's always learning and she's always around doing different things. So if you're in the church communications world, regardless of what that component is, I would strongly recommend you following her if you're not. All right. All right, here as well, as we wrap up, I want to just remind you, if you've got some thoughts or feedback on
on branding or this conversation I had with Katie. I would love to hear your thoughts on that. So definitely hit me up on Twitter at TA Pounder. Let's continue this conversation online as much as we can. And also, if you like this podcast, definitely go to ymsidekick.com. There you can subscribe to it on Google, on Spotify, on Apple. You can definitely subscribe to it, and we'd love for you to do that. But also, I've got other content on there, blogs and vlogs. I've got my Twitter ebook up there as well. So I would love for you to check that out. And the Digital Bootcamp Facebook group, where we've got ministers of all different backgrounds learning digital tools and tips to help them expand their reach and ministry. So it's a fantastic group. We have a lot of fun in it. So I would love for you to join that as well. All right, heroes. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week. And until next time, have a great one.